Thanks for starting your day with the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
Heard about you all over town, actually.
At 8:46 this morning, rolling into our next guest interview segment here on the SVI Radio Network. And sticking with an education theme, Principal Tyler Jack from Osmond Elementary. Now with me live in studio, Principal Jack. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Good morning, Duke.
Hey, thanks for taking some time and stepping away from the school for a few moments to come chat this morning about the Liberty Hall, which is happening at Osmond Elementary. This was supposed to be just a wall, and then it turned into a whole hall, and so excited about this. Just take us back to the very beginning and tell us, what is the Liberty Wall, and what actually is this for?
You bet, yeah. So about a year ago, we had a group that we got together with a committee, the fifth grade teachers. The American history is a big part of the fifth grade curriculum. And then we learned of this opportunity. Aetna has one of these walls, the Liberty Wall, and I used to work out there and saw how kids can interact with that. And they've updated this, and it now has a QR code and everything. What it is, it's a big 24-foot wall that's full of pictures and documents, and it tells America's story. And what we just had this one installed on Friday. And what you can do is you can go up to the wall and take your phone and scan a QR code. And it will walk you through all the different documents and pictures, and it will tell Liberty's story as you go through. But this committee that, as we met a year ago, we wanted to have an opportunity for students to understand Liberty's story and what a miracle it is that America even came to be, and all the things that had to fall into sequence and all the miracles that were a part of that. And so with that opportunity, this is, comes in conjunction with the 250-year anniversary of the country, and we thought it was a great time to do this. So we were able to get a grant to pay for the majority of this wall, and then it kept, like you alluded to, it kept, the ideas kept growing from there. So
excellent. And it sounds like a portion of it's just this week recently, the last few days have been put up, right?
Yeah, so the wall is up now. It was put up on Friday. We'd love for anyone to come by the school that would like to see it and be a part of that and walk through it with your phone. I went through it last night. There's videos and, like I said, the audio, and you see everything right there on your phone as you walk through it. And it really highlights specific wording from primary sources. And like I said, the miracle of Liberty's story. For we just want our kids to understand, like, what a blessing and amazing opportunity they have to live in this country and how it came to be through all these experiences and documents. And it teaches kids that whole story.
Principal Jack, one thing I'm really liking about this is it's not just telling the story, but and it's not just interactive, but community members can add their own photos and pictures and videos and documents with their own kind of family history that pertains to it, correct?
Right. So then on to that point, on the other side of the hallway, the committee, as we met, like I say, about a year ago, we started these meetings, and they really wanted a way to honor our veterans on that wall somewhere. So on the other side of the hallway is going to be a veterans wall. And we thought, how do we put all their names up in plaques, or how do we do this? And then we were worried about space limits and all that. And so we were able to coordinate with a company that is helping us. So we have a big touchscreen TV that'll go on this other side of the wall. And we're going to build a comprehensive database of veterans that have ever lived in Star Valley. So anyone in the community, if you have a dad, a grandpa, a brother, sister, whatever that you want to contribute to this wall, it's as easy as going on a website or a QR code. You put in their picture, you put in a little bio, the years they served, if it was a conflict or not, doesn't matter. But you put in all this information, and then this TV will be up in the hallway, and it'll constantly be scrolling pictures of all the veterans from Star Valley. And so kids will be seeing that every day. They pass that hall 4 or 5 times a day, in and out from recess and whatnot. They'll constantly be seeing these pictures of Star Valley veterans as a reminder. And then they can click on one. They can read about them. They can search. There's fields that they'll be able to search for. I want to know about anyone that was in World War II, or I want to know about anyone that was in the Marines from Star Valley, or whatever fields they want to search from. They can find specific veterans and learn about them from those search fields.
That is incredibly cool. That is amazing. And so on one side of the hall, you have this Liberty Learning Wall of the American history. And then on the other side, it's so localized to this community and kind of the roots and traditions and histories here. Principal Tyler Jack in studio this morning from Osmond Elementary. It looks like you mentioned a grant to help pay for a lot of this funding, but still accepting donations for today and tomorrow, in fact, right?
Exactly, yeah. Through up until spring break, we've met part of our goal. We haven't met all of it, but the grant paid for the big wall part that teaches Liberty's story. That's completely been funded, and it's up and ready to go. The TV and the Veterans Wall, we had to build some software and everything to. This is the first time this company has taken on this kind of an undertaking, and they're excited. It's taken a lot of work and designing with them to be able to have this functionality. It's also going to be able. It will allow people through anywhere in the world with a computer to tap onto our wall. So I can have a grandpa in Arkansas that gets on to the website and he can look at the veterans from Star Valley from his home computer, just what kids would see if they were in the building touching the screen and using that wall. So we have a plaque in honor of anyone that is willing to contribute and help us with this project. And we'd love to put your name on there. Some people don't want their name on there. We'll let you decide that. But $20 donation would get a name on that plaque, and we are going to mount that permanently in the hallway. A lot of kids' names will be on there, parents, grandparents, and that. We haven't gone to big businesses yet. We wanted to give our local people the opportunity to just be able to have that, be a part of that project and have their name on the plaque.
So what's the easiest way to make a donation if someone would like?
You can just go search Osmond Elementary on the internet, right on our website. There's a link to it. Or just come in the school. Some people don't love to do it that way. And we've had a lot of people just walk in the school. We've had some cool attention from the governor's office. Some of the governor's staff have put in. Their names will be up on this wall. I haven't quite convinced the governor himself yet. We're trying. But there's going to be just so many cool things that go on with this project and a good opportunity to support a good cause. It'll be a lasting opportunity for students for many years. And it benefits the community as a whole. Like I say, anyone from anywhere can get on this wall, learn about our local veterans. There's no cap on how much information. We can put video, pictures, as many veterans as we want. The only criteria is that they have lived in Star Valley. And maybe that's later in life or for a year or after their service. We don't care. Have you lived in Star Valley and you are a veteran? We want to know about you. And so that'll be phase two of the project once we get the funding and get this up, which we hope to do by May, have everything up. Phase two will then be we want to recruit your help in getting all the veterans added for that part.
Fantastic. So again, the Liberty Learning Wall is up and operational, right?
Yes.
At Osmond Elementary. And then this Veterans Honor Wall is in the works right now. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can actually go to the Osmond Elementary website. We'll have a poster with the QR code on our website, svinews.com, or just go into the elementary itself. And this is all happening at Osmond Elementary. Principal Tyler Jack on the Weekday Wake Up. Principal Jack, anything we missed that you want to mention about this today?
What an awesome community, and I love that we have so many veterans in our community and awesome contributors, parents, school board support, just grateful to be a part of this community. And I'm going to, with the echoing the point of the Liberty Hall, what a cool opportunity to live in this country, even with all its problems. It shouldn't have happened. It came about by a miracle, and it's pretty cool to be able to be a part of this country.
That's well said. Principal Tyler Jack, Osmond Elementary. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.